Great, 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 great. Welcome to the Manny Podcast, episode 65. Terrell's with me this morning in our podcast, our palatial podcast studio known as The Garage.
Pumpsville.
HQ. Yes. Continuing our discussion of the Lord's Prayer. Did you not tell them it was the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Stick with us. You're going to love her. Two things I think very important. We don't need to rehash the fact that the kingdom of God is the range of God's effective will, right? We've talked a lot about that. He talked a lot about that in earlier.
Yeah, it was definitely earlier.
Like much earlier, I know that.
Yeah. But I mean, it very effectively spoke about it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably been long enough to where, unless somebody's just going through this series all in one whack, that even then it was a lot of podcasts ago.
Anyway, I think just the
but the re-emphasis, I think, is perfectly fine.
Actual explanation of it being the domain where what he prefers is what actually happens. Like that's a good way of saying it.
The range of his effective will.
Yeah, that's where what he prefers actually happens. Yes. And that leads to the obvious, but the thing that is worth talking about is that that doesn't very often happen on this earth, this sad earth. That's important because it doesn't mean, when you pray that, it doesn't mean that his kingdom would come into existence.
Right.
I really do believe that that's what I meant for a long time.
Yeah, I agree.
When I prayed the Lord's Prayer.
I would assume that for a good majority of growing up, whenever I prayed the Lord's Prayer, that's what I probably had envisioned.
Yep. And I think it's like you know so much of the world, the sad world, that it's that you feel like that's what you're praying when you pray that kingdom come.
Yeah.
You're praying that it would be that the kingdom would be you, and I would say even I remember praying this and being like, I mean, yeah, I believe I'm praying for something better.
Yeah.
But it was for something better to come into existence. Not something better to not something better that was able to be participated in here and now.
Right. Better than this.
Regardless
particular
of
thing
the
happening.
Circumstances. Right. That blends or that bleeds over into the next part that I think is really important is when he says, you know, in human affairs, other kingdoms may for a time be in power and often are.
Yeah.
This second request asks for those kingdoms to be displaced wherever they are or brought under God's rule, which is very true. I think that's very powerful. I'm going to reread this next part for a second.
Yeah.
We are thinking here of the places we spend our lives, of homes, playgrounds, city streets, workplaces, schools, and so forth. These are the places we have in mind, and they are where we are asking for the kingdom God's rule to come to be in effect. But in human affairs, other kingdoms may for a time be in power and often are. This second request asks for those kingdoms to be displaced wherever they are, were brought under God's rule. We're thinking here of the places we spend our lives, of homes, playgrounds, city streets, workplaces, schools, and so forth. These are the places we have in mind, and they are where we are asking for God's kingdom, God's rule to come, to be in effect. Like I was saying, this is what, this last part that he just said is actually what helped me begin to understand what I was actually praying for when I was praying for that kingdom to come. Because it's not a prayer for God's kingdom to come into existence. And that only made sense to me once I realized, like, it truly is a prayer for the displacing of all other. Not, how can I say that better? I mean, he says it perfectly fine. I mean, yes. It makes total sense to me, but I feel like somebody might hear that and be like, yeah, well, then how is that not praying for his kingdom to come into existence?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like he says, the kingdom is from ever, like the kingdom of God is from everlastingly earlier to everlastingly later. Like it is it is in existence, but it does not come into existence, nor does it cease. But in human affairs, other kingdoms, well, humans choose other kingdoms, and they choose to put those things in place at any given place and time while we're walking on this earth. And our prayer is to, is exactly what he's saying. Like, for those kingdoms to be displaced wherever they are, or just to be brought under God's rule. So, like,
yes,
where we are operating and where we're going, like, when we're asking for the kingdom of, like, kingdom to come, it's in my, like, usually when I'm saying this and going through the vernacular every morning, I'm saying, like, let the reality of the kingdom come.
Yeah.
To me, my family, and where we're at today.
Yep. Well, because it's important in the sense of it's our, like, our workplace, you know,
mm-hmm.
our home.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, yes, okay, so I can be confident that at least one person's kingdom is being displaced by the
right
by the kingdom today.
Well,
like, and I know, like, mine is, I want mine to be harmonized with his,
right,
in such a way that it's not a just like I didn't come into existence today,
right?
You know, like, well, there's a reality there, like you said,
100%,
that is being participated in. And I think that's what's that's what's important to figure out for everybody listening, is to reach that place in your heart and your mind where this is not a prayer for something to begin.
Right.
It is a prayer to enter and to participate in something that has always been here.
Right.
Because this is, and it might have been a slip of the tongue that did this for me. But when he says, like, when he says in that essay, or it's a sermon, when he says there, you know, on this point, heaven and hell both agree.
Yeah.
I remember understanding that for the first time and it blowing my mind to the point where I was like, all right, so I've never considered that. I know now how true that is.
Yeah.
And it was the point on, it was the understanding that even the power, the strength, the intellect, the resources that the devil has in just to rebel even against the Father,
yeah,
were given to him by the Father.
Right.
Like the material itself, like there's your proof of the kingdom always being in existence.
Yes.
Like everything that anybody has available to them to even try to make their own kingdom didn't come from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was there beforehand. They used it. And this is what people do. People
yes.
use the created order and they attempt to manipulate it in order to establish their own
to get what they want.
Created
yes.
order.
Yeah.
To try to get what they want.
Control what they want and get what they want.
And that becomes their, quote, kingdom.
Yes.
And this is happening all the time. All these kingdoms are, quote, you know, little lowercase kingdoms are in constant flux.
Motion, yeah.
You know? Disorientation is what he says. Like, it's just, it's going around and around and around and around and around. Paul actually brings this up in Ephesians.
Yeah.
When he's trying to describe what the world looks like.
Right.
And that's what he says. It's like a circular, chaotic whirlwind.
Sure.
Of, you know, of immature little kids, essentially.
Right.
I mean, that's what he's saying. And it's perfect because, yeah, well, yeah, that's a pretty damn good description of what it is. And whenever we pray for his kingdom to come, it is literally for, like in the beginning in Genesis 1, like for the spirit to hover over chaotic things and bring order
yeah.
to it. And only he can do that.
Right.
And it's because it's his.
Right.
It's always been there.
Yeah. Well, and this also goes into, yes. All that's a yes. This also goes into that portion that we're used to, and your will be done. So your kingdom come, your will be done. And these two are like linked things.
Yeah, you know? They're not. You can't separate.
And I think that's important to go ahead and hit right here in this chapter as well, because that's exactly like when I say the reality, like let the kingdom reality come into, you know, my household, my life, the places we're in, and let your will be completed in us as well. So like, yeah. Start replacing my will with your will, but like that's because I want to operate in your kingdom, not the kingdoms that are existing currently. Make sense? And so the...
Or even the one that I, my own...
Yeah, my own stuff. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like I don't... Yes, and so that
alone,
goes...
You know.
The two... Because like our kingdom has to be replaced with his kingdom before we need to worry about any of the other world's kingdoms, right? I mean, like, mm-hmm. Remove the plank before you worry about the speck here. But like these two automatically go into me just asking, let the kingdom and its will and your will in the kingdom be established in my life and in my family's life and in my friend's life and in my business's life, etc. Right? But that's exactly what we're saying here. Like we're saying, conquer the things I'm going to try to build myself today and let me not try to build them anymore. Yep. Let me want your will, let me ask for your will, and let me ask for your kingdom to come.
Yes.
Via your will over mine today.
Yep. And that's what he writes. We are thinking of our activities more than those of other people.
Yes.
We know our weaknesses, our limitations, our habits, and we know how tiny our power of conscious choice is. We are therefore asking that by means beyond our knowledge and the scope of our will, we be assisted to act within the flow of God's actions. Figure out, this is just what Jesus said to do. I do what I see my Father doing. I mean, look around. Like Paul says, do not be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. This is not something that is far from you. It is not something that's impossible to know. He died so that we could know this stuff. Like, figure it out. You know? Figure out where the differences between what your will has tried to get done and what his will has always been getting done, and line those things up.
Yeah. Yep, that's simple. But that simple, but that powerful. Like, you know, that's why at the beginning of this whole thing, you know.
And again, that might take some time.
Yeah, I agree. You know? That takes a lot of time, I think.
And there might be some undoing that needs to be undone.
Yep.
You know? He goes on, but we are also praying over the dark deeds of others in the world around us. We see how they are trapped and what they themselves often disown and despise. We are especially praying about the structural or institutionalized evils that rule so much of the earth. These prevailing circumstances daily bring multitudes to do deeply wicked things they do not even give a thought to. They do not know what they are doing and do not have the ability to distance themselves from it so they could see it for what it is. That is the power of, quote, culture. Culture is seen in what people do unthinkingly, what is natural to them, and therefore requires no explanation or justification. Everyone has a culture, or really, multi-dimensional cultures of various levels. These cultures structure their lives, and of course, by far, the most of everyone's culture is right and good and essential, but not all. For culture is the place where wickedness takes on group form, just as the flesh. Good and right in itself is the place where individual wickedness dwells. We therefore pray for our Father to break up these higher level patterns of evil, and among other things, we ask him to help us see the patterns we are involved in. We ask him to help us not cooperate with them, to cast light on them, and act effectively to remove them. Those two paragraphs are very, very, very good.
Yes, they are.
We try to spend a lot of time talking about them, because of how great they are. So we're going to do a lot of rereading of that, just for everybody to know that going into this. Praying over the dark deeds of others. So I don't know about you. Well, I'll just ask you a question. Are you able to do that at the moment very, very
effectively? No.
Can you elaborate on that?
No.
That's all.
That's it. I don't have any plans, dude. I am, dude, and see, this is where it's difficult. And I...
Let's just throw out a, here's a dark deed.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. War.
Sounds good.
Just people mistreating people, sure, generally speaking. Yeah, yeah. Like on a global scale.
Sure, sure. Well, let's even go...
I don't know.
Let's go even more realistic for me. You know, like my incident last week, right? We got all this sort of thing happening all the time, right? Like...
Yeah.
More closely, like let's say you're actually closely involved and you know, like, hey, in the city of Dallas, there's, you know, multiple gang infested areas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of bad things happening all the time. Obviously Dallas is not particular to that. Any large municipality, that is exactly what happens. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is not a priority for me. Like whenever I'm involved in those sorts of conversations, I feel the need to have information for those conversations, right? It's not that I am blind to the reality that something like that actually can reach out its hand in some sort of way, because it did, and affect my life, right? That's a reality, right? That's a thing that, like, we can, you know, that we can prepare our children for, and how to operate in a world that has a completely different mentality, culture, opposite of what they're growing up in, right? On purpose. Like, we have our culture on purpose, mm-hmm, because it's much, much, much better, right? And so it's existing, it's a thing, it's close, right? Once again, it's affected my entire last week and a half, all right? And so whenever I thought I would never have to deal with any of that sort of stuff again, other than just by accident, which is pretty much exactly what describes exactly that.
Right.
That being said, I don't... I work a full-time job. You know, when I'm not working my full-time job, I'm going to be trying to do things to increase the culture of my household, such as normal stuff, you know, getting kids to and from a school, or maybe a sport, or literally being around, you know, we do Pumpsville, you know, 4 days a week, you know, sometimes we'll do some brunch and some stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, like, we'll do normal stuff. And quite frankly, that takes up a lot of my time, effort, and attention, all right? So whenever the place that Phil's getting to here is that I don't have a lot of bandwidth to spend much time in my prayer outside of exactly what we've talked about so far, which is quite frankly worrying about being a part of and entering my life into the activities of the kingdom of God that currently affect everything that actually touches me. Because that's still a lot of stuff. You know, it's a lot of stuff. It's really, and I don't have the bandwidth to go outside of that right now. I don't have the time and or, quite frankly, a genuine want to enter into prayer for the things outside of what directly affect me. I don't know, you know, and that's good, bad, or indifferent. That is just the reality of it. And I think that's exactly where you're going with this, right? So, it's not that I don't not want to ask the kingdom to come into those things. And if it comes into my mind during a prayer, I'm probably going to ask that. Like, yeah, you know, I hope that all those people want you more today than they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably not going to go much further with that. I mean, just generally speaking. Because, you know, quite frankly, I'm, it's probably right in the middle of my all my other like prayers and thoughts for the people that are legitimately the closest to me, and we still have a long way to go,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like we still have a long way to go for the kingdom to be actually established in my life and in the way that I do everything. You know, it's just so much that I am lacking that it's just, it would be silly for me to replace the one with the other for just lack of, I mean, just for the importance of what actually involves my life, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an adequate explanation of what you were asking?
Yeah, it is.
I feel like there's a lot I'm leaving out there, but.
Well, I don't have the, I mean, I think the bandwidth is a good way of describing it. What I've found is what I've found in my own heart when I think about these things, because they do from time to time in prayer come up.
Right.
And so I feel like it's included in a lot of times. I could tell there's some inclusion of all of that there.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, very much not like a, I really don't, it's not a, it's somewhere in between not having the bandwidth and not actually feeling in the moment like there's, I mean, honestly, like it's what the Father wants me to pray for.
Right. Right.
Somewhere in between both of those.
Sure.
And it is really, really, really though, like right on the money of, among other things, we ask him to help us see patterns we are involved in. We ask him to help us not cooperate with them, to cast light on them and act effectively to remove them. Like our own, like you said, our own culture that is being, we are being led into by the Spirit of God on a daily basis. That is where it feels there's like a big time, huge green light.
Yeah.
Like here's a lot of knowledge. Here's even more authority even in
right.
prayer, you know? And see, man, like, the more I read the New Testament, the more I read Paul's letters, the more I'm convinced it's, I don't think he had anything else in mind.
Yeah.
Then, like, this is going to, the kingdom's going to permeate, you know, 10, 12, 20, 30 people here.
Right. It's, right.
You know? This is going to, there's going to be some type of authoritative, like mature, wise leadership that occurs amongst, and they're going to be able to lead themselves and police themselves. You know what I mean? And like
right.
get into all of these things. Like there won't be this weird misunderstanding.
Right.
That somehow they're supposed to be this, you know, unfathomable, undoable leviathan of an institution that occurs.
Right.
I just don't see it.
No.
I just don't see it. Well, so therefore, yeah. like, it's in prayer, man, the Father doesn't even get me close to that point.
Right.
It doesn't.
No, the vision doesn't occur.
It doesn't even a little bit.
No.
And so that used to sort of confuse me.
Sure.
It doesn't anymore because I realized that, you know, reading the scriptures more and more and more. No, man, like, I know for a fact when I'm praying this, I know for a fact that your family's included in this. Like, I know, like, I'm unbelievably clear about that, like
sure.
Brandon and Karen, everybody who's a part of our little community and culture. And it's not that this isn't involving others,
right?
It's just like that's, and I think that can be helpful to for people to hear is that it isn't that.
Right.
Because where I'm convinced that included in that is also a lot of power cosmically to undo a lot of places that I'm not even on a daily basis coming close to participating.
Sure,
in.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, like he says, like we're asking that beyond our knowledge and the scope of our will that we be assisted to act, like, in the flow of his actions. Like, I don't know how this is all going to work.
Right.
But I know that it does.
Sure.
I know that it does work.
Yeah.
And that's what's... I wanted to talk about that for a while, you know, like culture is the place where wickedness takes on group form. Therefore, we pray for our Father to break up these higher level patterns of evil. Yeah, I mean, that is true. And I do believe that that happens. I believe that that consciously happens, but it is a beautiful thing to see that taking place on an understandable, visible, close to me level within our own community, you know? I would just say that coincides directly with apostolic teaching. I think it coincides directly with exactly what Jesus was teaching when he's teaching his disciples how to pray.
Right.
You know? What I'm saying is I don't think that he had any type of... I don't think he wanted his disciples to think on this, like, you know, super global geographic deal.
Sure.
Initially, you know?
Sure.
Like, guys, no, man, just...
Yeah.
Like, where we are right now, as I'm talking about this stuff, like, you know...
Yeah.
Let's work this thing out here.
Right.
You know, and that's going to spread. I don't think anybody would have been able to comprehend
sure.
the immensity of it. So, yeah, man, like praying for the overarching, like higher level evil things that are happening. That is something that will come, I think, in time. But it'll only come via the truth of seeing your own uncooperation with those powers and in cooperation with the Father instead.
Yeah, I would agree.
Then you're going to be able to sort of understand where this maybe is going.
Yeah.
As, like Paul says, the grace of God extends to more and more people.
Sure.
But, you know, there's certain things that got to be, certain bridges got to be crossed first.
Yeah.
So in order, you know, like, and I think that this is the big, huge...
This is a big one.
...blind spot in the nonprofit organization formerly known as the church.
I agree.
That we're teaching kids and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Is that like, no, you know... you know, the varsity team goes overseas and goes to unreached people groups.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, like... Yeah, the varsity team is this, you know, this is what it looks like to be a varsity level Christian.
Right, right.
And, you know, but, you know, you could still not get along with your wife and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All those things. That's fine. You know, that's fine.
Well, you
and maybe all that, and maybe all that will magically get better if you go serve, quote unquote, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, God, it's a total misunderstanding.
Well, that, and I think a big one here too, Phil, that might be more realistic to like our world and people that we know is, or especially, well, I mean, that one's pretty usable. I think the praying for the nation sort of thing, you know, it, obviously like we would never tell somebody. Like, yeah, well, no, yeah, definitely pray for, like, the United States of America to as many people as possible to love Jesus, of course. But, like, it would just be, it's nonsensical to think that an entire country people can do that when your family is nowhere near that. That's silly. Like that's a bad way of thinking in general. Like that's not logical, you know. If we start extending the kingdom of God in our normal everyday life, like maybe one or two other people can actually be a part of that. And then we see what happens, right? But even then, like, that's not actually what we're even asking for. We're actually just, like, because none of us walking around are operating at even close to 100% capacity in the kingdom of God. So, like, you know, you get what I'm saying here? It would be like worrying about somebody else's back squat when you've got literally 200 more pounds to gain on yours. It would make no sense. That's a very basic, but it's the same thing. Like, just worry about your own.
It should be very basic.
Like, worry about you operating in the kingdom on a consistent basis before you worry about anybody else. And once again, it's not saying don't pray for, you pray for whatever you want, but like, if you're missing, like if you're not operating with the Father on your everyday stuff, why are you asking for other stuff?
Yeah.
Like that means you're still missing it on probably 10 other points in your life. And like, why are you worrying about everybody else's life if you aren't there?
Yes.
Just nonsense.
Nonsense.
And I won't stay on this too much longer. But I think I agree. I think the glaring hole here is everybody just goes right past that.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but, well, no, there's no but here, dude. Like,
yeah.
How have we screwed up so badly that we just leave that statement alone?
Well,
we just leave it alone. And then we go on and we're like, well, yeah, but you still need to. Well, no, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
Why don't you just worry about you operating in the kingdom with the Father on a daily basis? Why don't you just worry about that? You don't have the capacity to worry about more. You just don't. No. And that's okay.
No.
You need to be, and listen, everybody, like you three people listening, like you need to be okay with the reality that you only have enough capacity to worry about your own stuff today, man.
Yeah.
And wow. Jesus is abundantly clear about that. And I like how we just have just ignored that for so long. It's the dumbest thing, I think. The dumbest. And obviously it's dumb while I'm talking to you. I later, I'm probably going to be doing dumb stuff myself, you know? But like the beauty is that I understand that that's dumb. Like,
right. In other words, consider this. The best thing that you can do for the broader culture today is to take care of your own stuff.
Yeah, it sure is.
Maybe that's the best thing that you can do. And I won't even say maybe. I will say, I'm going to assert that that is the best thing that you can do. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit and respect your husbands. Broader community, submit to one another in reverence for Christ. Children, obey your parents. Those who are working a job, work unto the Lord and not unto men. And watch what freaking happens.
Yep.
Those are all local admonitions. In fact, nothing more local than a husband-wife relationship.
Nope.
And a child. That's a household.
Yep.
Get that right. Get it right. Why not? You know? Why not make that your favorite and see what happens? I think you'll be surprised at the broader culture's ripple effects for good.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's not... It shouldn't be difficult. It's not difficult. Like, we're not doing theoretical physics here.
Nope.
This is basic math stuff, man. This is basic math stuff. Basic stuff in the kingdom. You don't get... And I'm going to say you just do not get much. You don't get much more than that if you read the letters of Paul or the other apostles. Like he's saying, like, work this stuff out. You've been given the Holy Spirit individually.
Yes.
For a reason. And that individual, those individual gifts, which that's what they are gifts of grace. You didn't do anything to earn them. that's going to become something that Jesus himself uses to build a habitation for the Father at large.
Yes.
Right? But you gotta let this stuff work itself out in your own life.
Yeah.
You know? So when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, let it be the, you know, like that the heavenly places have such continuity with the earthly places and the earthly places with the heavenly places. There'd be such harmonization there that there is no, you can't separate the two. The thing is that that can happen for, I believe, not only individual people, but households, and then it can spill itself over into more than one household. That can become a reality where even in the midst of dark forces still having their way, you know what? They don't have their way here.
Yeah.
Not here and now. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty profound.
It's pretty awesome.
And like Paul says in Romans 8, there's nothing, man. Nothing at all that could separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He names a whole lot of stuff. Not death or life. Not angels. Not principalities, powers. You know?
Yep.
Not things present, not things to come. Nothing in all creation, right, can separate us. What he means by that is, look, there's a whole lot of other kingdoms going on out there.
Yep.
A whole lot of other people making silly decisions that don't actually have any good, you know, kingdom kind of effects, right, that you would want.
Right.
But don't let that bother you. The Spirit of God should be leading you as an adopted child of God into the actual fight, which is a fight against your own flesh. You now have the authority to win that fight via the Spirit of God, which is more powerful than the flesh.
Yes.
Why don't you enter into that fight today? Allow everything to start to harmonize itself. That's something that's knowable and doable. And you know what? There's a lot of beneficiaries of that. Once you become somebody who's conscious of that and willing to go there, your wife's going to benefit. Your children are going to benefit. And Paul even says, you know, God, like creation itself is going to benefit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things here are waiting for you to wake up.
Sure.
And to stop being... Stop participating in the unfruitful works of darkness, like he says in Ephesians.
Yeah.
Which just happens to be what we're in right now. So it's all in my mind as I'm talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff. He's saying all the same stuff.
Yeah.
So like, you know, start there, be there. Be there first.
Yeah.
And that's going to, I mean, that can't help but, like, if you want a vision for where this is going.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense to me at that point how we can actually get completely behind a prayer for, you know, these bigger kind of cosmic things to be wrapped up in the Lord.
Yeah.
But, you know, not any other time. Like, I can't go there first.
Right.
Like, it actually means nothing to me until I go.
Right.
I go straight up and, Lord, I want to serve and love the people you've given me an opportunity to serve and love today, like, with righteousness and truth, with excellence, you know? Like, I want to walk by your Spirit with you while I'm doing these things. I want to be a man who bears the fruit of joy while this is happening. You know, I want to grow in you, grow up in all things into you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally my prayer this morning. There's an example of something of how I pray, but like, I know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
The moment that I try to, you know, and, you know, I can't even do it. I can't even go further than that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a deficiency on our part. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I think that there'll be a time when he gets us to the place where, you know.
Yeah, maybe we can have the
where we're freaking.
Yeah.
We're battling.
Yeah.
Like in larger arenas.
Maybe.
Cosmically.
Yeah, maybe.
In the spirit. Like, I have no doubt. Yeah. I actually do believe that that will happen.
Yeah.
But that's our problem. Our problem is that we do put the cart before the horse, and we do embrace tasks never intended for ourselves. And we try to do these things out of, and you know, call it whatever.
Yeah.
Call it zeal. It's really just ignorance. And you know what ends up happening is you get your ass kicked.
Man. Yeah, you do.
So, and you know why? You know why you get your ass kicked on a bigger level? It's because you're getting your ass kicked at home.
Yep.
You're not taking care of your own crap.
Nope.
So, you know, yeah, don't get under the bar with 315 pounds on it when you've never even sniffed that before.
Yeah.
When you go down in that squat and your ass has to be either helped back up or you have to ditch that weight.
Yeah.
That should not shock you.
Yeah.
It was too heavy.
Yeah.
You don't have the muscle mass. You don't have what it takes, right, man. And rather than being like thinking that's weird, just understand it's basic math.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. You don't have the structure for it yet.
I know I don't have that at the moment.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's always going to be the case.
No,
it doesn't. Lord help us and get us there, man.
Yeah.
Be great. So anyway, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, we'll never gain followers by admitting that.
No.
We'll never get people to give us their money.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing to sell there, which is why that's not super popular, right?
Yeah.
But hey, let's unravel some of the knots.
Yep.
We've always thought were necessary that are unnecessary. They just aren't. They're just not necessary. And hopefully these conversations in this book, because it should be helpful to you.
Yep.
Right? Any closing words of wisdom?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I think I've exhausted my well here on this particular.
Great, man.
Probably have more to say, but probably
absolutely
shouldn't.
Great.
Yep.
Great, 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 great. And I will not be late.
And I will not be late.
He might be my mate. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next time.
Next time.
Peace out.